This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use follow-up template. Patient last name is Sutton. S as in Sally, U. T as in Tom, T as in Tom, O-N. First name is Sherry. S as in Sally, H-A-R-I. Date of birth is July 25, 1962. Date of service is October 20, 2022. Referring provider is Abdul Khan. A-B-D-U-L space K-H-A-N-M-D. Next line, 1144 Norman Drive. N-O-R-M-A-N. Drive, Suite 205, next Manteca, California, 95336. Manteca spells M-A-N-T-E-C-A. Subjective, shingles. Subjective, this is a 60-year-old Caucasian female with history of chronic pain secondary to fibromyalgia who is here for an appointment due to need for a refill for pain medication period. For her fibromyalgia pain, she rarely uses Norco, so she is being prescribed as needed basis, but she still gets occasional pain in the right upper scapular area pain, though she mentioned back in March period. For those episodes, sometimes she would have to take Norco for 3 times a day, but she has not been taking any pain medication for a while period. She is here to obtain the prescription for Norco, and she also has shingles, which started about 5 days ago period. It started 5 days ago as a tingly sensation, but no rash period. The rash has started 2 to 3 days ago period. It is involving it is involving right neck posteriorly, radiating to the scalp period. She does have a early blister formation in those areas, but mostly red and raised at this point period. There is no rash involving forehead, comma, eyelids, or on the nose, nose in that side period. She is afraid that her episode that she has been experiencing in March may come back, and it will be even worse with the shingles that she is having in that same area period. Next paragraph, she denies any large stressor in her life, as she has already gone through passing off her both parents and going through a divorce, which she felt that the hardest part is over, but she's currently going through renovation in the house as the pipe has broken period. Past medical history, fibromyalgia, next Sjogren's, next GERD, G-E-R-D, next DJD. Current medication, gabapentin, 300 milligram, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Next Prozac, next Norco, 10 milligram as needed, comma. She has not been taking it for a long time as she's trying to minimize the usage to avoid addiction period. Next, anti-inflammatory medication as needed. Next, Nexium. Review of system per template. Please add skin. Patient is complaining about tingling sensation as well as prickly painful sensation involving in a rash area. And otherwise, rest are per template. In the joint is per subjective. Objective, in general, patient is alert-oriented skin. Patient has erythematous rash starting in the posterior right neck area, radiating to the scalp, ears, but not involving into the face period. However, she does have paresthesia in the forehead area period. rest of the physical exam is per template. Impression number one, chronic pain secondary to fibromyalgia. Next, history of right cervical spine radiculopathy. Next, shingles. Recommendation number one, I would refill her Norco 10 milligram, but usual quantity is 60, but I will increase it to 90 tablets this time due to current acute shingles. Number two, I would prescribe acyclovir 800 milligram 4 times a day for 7 days and prednisone 20 milligram per day for 5 days. Next, she may also increase the gabapentin that she has, as this should help with the neuropathic pain from shingles period. Next, she may discontinue prednisone anytime if she has any unwanted side effect from it period. However, patient should continue with acyclovir period. Next, if she has any rash or pain that's involving the eyelid area or the visible rash on top of her nose, comma, that could involve the shingles in the eye, comma, if that happens, she would contact the primary care doctor for further advice period. Next, she would contact me if she has any issues, and she would make an appointment for as needed for future period. This is the end of dictation.